So we're going to continue on a little series here about going to the oldest standards. What I would say the oldest standards, I'm not talking about going back into history so much as I'm talking about going back into a person's life. And a lot of people, they start off playing little kids' songs or singing little kids' songs in school. And I was one of them. And one of the songs that we kind of messed around with in school at 10, 11 years old was a song that actually is played in the American Songbook by bands, you know, on professional recordings, because it tends to be one of the first songs that a lot of string players will learn if they're playing kind of fiddly music on the fiddle or the mandolin or possibly even the banjo. And it's called Boil Them Cabbage Down. And the good thing about this tune is it is a two-part tune. And whenever there's a two-part tune, you have a chance to, right there, to create almost two different feels in the tune. One that you go with the A part, one you go with the B part. So I always say, if you can't, you know, bring to life these kind of easy peasy kids songs, then bring into life more complicated songs, it's going to be basically impossible. So start off with these. And the thing is, once you bring anything to life, once you add your groove, your, you know, possible melodic improvisations, if that's where you want to go, or if you're a chord player, you know, playing rhythm, guitar, or some piano or accordion or whatever you're doing, and you want to change the harmony, you know, whatever you're into from your musical biography, you breathe life into the tune with that. And once you do that, even though it's just a tiny little, you know, kid song, it comes to life. And once it comes to life, it's music and it grooves and it rocks and it can funk, it can hip hop, it can do whatever you want with it, depending on what skills and interests you have. So the key really is always in music, phrasing. You want to phrase your music. And it's the same as when you're telling a story, you know. There's a pause. My voice has gotten even a little softer, right? That's phrasing. There's some dynamic changes, which is changes in volume in this case. You can round out how you say something. You can round it out how you say it on your instrument, right? You can fool them sometimes, right? So, you know, you heard that kind of stuff in early rock and roll. And rhythm and blues saxophone, where the saxophones would be growling and stuff. So, you know, it's good phrasing. It was good ways of taking kind of like the human voice and what we do to make, to capture somebody's attention when we're talking and bring that into our music. So let's do a little bit of phrasing. I'm going to use my own musical biography to kind of breathe life, hopefully, into Boil Them Cabbage Down. And we'll make some music. Once you're making music, well, then it doesn't matter what the song is. The song is just a vehicle to make music. So the act of making music, at least for me, is what keeps me playing music. It feels good in my body, you know. And what I try and do is I try and set up kind of a loop where I feel something, I play it on my instrument, and I hear it. I'm listening to myself, or if I'm playing in a group, I'm listening to the group. And that goes back into me and influences what I'm feeling, and the cycle just goes over and over and over again. That's very, it's pleasant in my body. It feels good. So here we go. In G. Thank you. So now try it out with your own styles and influences and see what kind of life you can breathe into it. Have fun with that.